Okay, we're here in the sugya that Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Omar Rovo, Im Timtza Loimar, Sova Shami Azokin Shnei Ksum Abom Keechod Melamdim, Vuhu Ahu Loi Dorish, like the first Mahalach, basically, Shami Azokin holds Yeh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. He sent the Shliach to do Ritzicho, the Meshaleach is Chayev. Says Rovo, Moide. However, he's Moide, Bo'oim L'Shlucho, Itzei Bo'oim L'Sa'ervo V'Achoy L'Sa'chelev, Shehu chayov v'shoil chav potter. That the shliach is chayov, and the mishaleach is potter. Over here there's no shlichas, why not? Sheloi motzinu b'kola teira kula zenene v'zem is chayov. Since there's an aspect of hano, achilas chaylev, arayas, there's hano, the maisa aver has hano in it, then there's no shlichas. So the shliach is chayov, Mishalech is potter. That's the din. Interesting. Rava's dogish is, over here Shammai's Moide. What's the din by Chaylev and Arayah? Shehu Chayev. I mean, a little ha'orah on the Toys' Rid. Lefi the Toys' Rid, but even by Yeshliach Lidvarav, the Shliach is always Chayev. That's not part of the Sugya. Shliach is always Chayev. The question is the Mishalech also Chayev or not? L'chayru, Rava should have said the Mishalech is Chayev. Whether yesh liach or ain't shliach, the shliach is it's meduik heitev lefi Rashi that if yesh liach, the mishalech is chayiv and the shliach is potter. So Rav has to say over here if it's ain't shliach, therefore the shliach is chayiv and the mishalech is potter. Al kol ponim. What's the beer behind this klal of Rava? Manishtana, these averus from other averus of Ritzicha. So Boruch Ber in Sefer Bircha Shmuel. He brings a mahalach, and it seems Reb Chaim also went this way. Reb Chaim and Sefer, in Hilchas Me'ila, it's mevuah that he also went. He learned the sugya like Talmidai, like a Baruch Ber. Baruch Ber brings one place that he heard it from Reb Chaim. Reb Baruch Ber says it like this. We'll say it over the way Reb Baruch Ber says it. He starts with a hakdomo, with the famous kasha of the Tosfos Rid. Everyone knows the famous kasha of the Tosfos Rid over here. On Membeis. Not everyone knows the Teretz, because it's extremely difficult to understand what the Tosfos Rid himself answered. But the kasha of the Tosfos Rid is, how come, if there's a din of shlichos, and we found shlichos legabi mitzvahs also, not only legabi asiyas chalois and a maisa, you find shlichos for a mitzvah, shchitas ha-pesach, you can make a shliach, kedushin, v'meri rishonim, it's a mitzvah's essay, and he could send a shliach and he mekayim the mitzvah. So why is it that you cannot make a shliach for hanochas tefillin, for yeshivas sukkah? That I have to do myself. There's a parsha from shlichos. And shlichos works for mitzvahs. You say shliach shalodim kamoise and you get the kiyama mitzvah. So what's manishtana these mitzvahs? So says Reb Baruch Ber as follows. He says that there are two types of mitzvahs in the Torah. To be magdi them. There's some mitzvahs where the ikur is the maisa, the physical pu'ula that you have to do. The moshel shchita sapesach, you have to do a maisa shchita, or to do a maisa kedushin. But there are some mitzvahs where the toichen ha-mitzvah is, the rotzen ha-toyre is, not just you should do a pu'ula, but something should be done with your guf. The moshel hanochas tefillin, contrary to a simple understanding, the mitzvah is not the maisa hanocha. Hagam the brocha is lohaniach. That is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that tefillin should be on your hand, on your head, on your guf. Torah wants tefillin. The guf of a yid should be lovish in tefillin. How do you do it? You put it on. It should be yeshiva sukkah. The mitzvah is not the maisa yeshiva that you're doing. You have to be in the sukkah. Your guf has to be in the sukkah. So it says Reb Baruch Ber like this. That's yisoid number one. Oy vazoy, he says yisoid in shlichos. The parsha of shlichos works. Shliach shalodim kemoisoi. The maisa that the shliach did, it's as if you are doing it. Whatever the gedim shlichos, with all the chakiras, if it's maisa hamayache, it's yoda arichta, but the bottom line is, what the shliach does, you're doing. But if there's a halacha that something has to be done with your guf, shlichos will not help for that. You sent the shliach to do it, but it's not in your guf. It's not being done with your guf. There's no shlichas on that. On something that has to be done with you, when the shliach does it, it's being done with his guf. So we can use the parsha of shlichas when he does a ma'aseh shechita, a ma'aseh kedushin, maybe building a mikveh, what he does, I did. And I get the kiyama mitzvah. I can make a bracha. You get the kiyama mitzvah. You did it. But if there's a halacha by tefillin, it has to be on your hand. So what happens if I send a shliach put on tefillin for me? If you send a shliach to put on tefillin for you, if we would apply shlichus, it's as if you did a ma'aseh hanochas tefillin, but on his guf. His guf is not your guf. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. Who had in yeshiva sukkah, if I make a shliach to sit in a sukkah. Okay, the ma'aseh yeshiva ki'ilu I did, but not with my body. So I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah shebegufoy. There was once a ma'aseh with Rabbi Aaron Mibels. Rabbi Mibels was a malach Hashem. Didn't eat, didn't sleep. He did a kazayas a day. And he got sick, and the doctor said he must eat something like a hot bowl of soup every day. So the gabbai was once with the Rebbe. He noticed, and he asked the Rebbe. He said, how come the Rebbe didn't eat soup today? So Rabbi Aaron said, I made a shliach. He said, I made a shliach. So we're going to go argue with him in Dine Shlichos. So the next day the gabbai set this up. When the gabbai, after davening, the gabbai took the Rebbe, and someone comes up to the gabbai, and he says, how come you didn't put on tefillin? I saw you didn't put on film by davening. So he said that the Rebbe should hear. He said, "Gemacht a shliach." He said, "I made a shliach," and the Rebbe looked at him and he chapped. He said, "Ich verstehe." Akoponim. So now says the Baruch Bear like this. Back to Rava. Says the Baruch Bear, just like there are two types of mitzvahs, he makes this havchana by averus. There are some averus in the Torah where the avera is the ma'aser ritzicha. Doing a ma'aser ritzicha. But chalovim va'arayas, the cheftza of the avera is not the ma'aser achila. It's the fact that your guf was nene from the chalif. Your guf was nene from the bias arayas. The cheftza of the avera is the hano being absorbed in your guf. That's the avera. And Lamoshal, he proves it. Lamoshal like this, by ritzicha. The Isser Ritzicha, if you want to be magdir it, is you should not cause or do a Ma'aser Ritzicha. It's not about whether it's done with your guf. You shouldn't do. He brings like this, the famous Reb Chaim in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah. And Reb Chaim there says in Sefer, what's the din if Reuven picks up Shimon and he throws him on a tinoik? He's using Shimon's body, Shimon's guf, to do a Ma'aser Ritzicha. And let's say Shimon could stop it and he doesn't. Is he mechuyiv to stop it? Mitzad de iser fin ritzicha. Says Reb Chaim, no. Someone picks you up and throws you on a tinoik. It's not the pshat that you're doing an avera, maybe ba'oinis. It's not a ma'is avera. In the famous words of Reb Chaim, you're a garzon biyad ha'choytzev, which means you're an axe in the hand of someone who's chopping. That was the words of Reb Chaim that's used often. And that mushel, that expression means when someone's chopping with an axe, the axe isn't doing. You can't be mesiachis. The axe isn't chopping. Someone's chopping with it. Said Reb Chaim, when someone picks up, Reuven picks up Shimon and throws him on a tinoik, Reuven is using Shimon. There's no maisa that's mesiachis. You want to know, is Shimon's guf physically doing a ritzicha? Yes. But Shimon's not doing a maisa. So says Reb Baruch Bear, you see from here that for ritzicha, it's not about your body. It's you have to do the maisa. When someone else is doing with you, that's a hafko that you're not doing, he's doing with you. So that's, and he says like this, what's the din by chalovim? Someone takes chalif and sticks it down your throat into the base habliyah, the mokim she'ene yochel lachzer. You're not even doing a pool of swallowing. You open up your mouth and you let someone stick chalif down your throat as far as he can get and then it goes down. You didn't do anything. I didn't move. I didn't even do a pool of swallowing. He brings for the Gemara in Ksubas that you're even Avera. It's an Avera for an Achilas Chalev. I didn't do anything. Says Reb Baruch Bear, because by Chalev, the Isser is the Hano. Your goof was Nene from Chalev. If you could have stopped that, you're over Isser, Achilas Chalev. That's where he proves that the Yisoid of the Isser of Chalev, and he says, who are the Narayas, is the Hano. So, boys, like this. Once we have these two types of Averas, says Reb Baruch Bear, now let's go to our Yisoid and Shlichos. Shlichus only works on a ma'isa. Something the shliach is doing, it's as if I did. But if there's something that has to be done with my body, with my guf, lemoshel, by chalovim v'arayis, where the Yesoid the Isser is my guf being nene from it. If you send a shliach to eat chaylev for you, you send a shliach to be boiling erva, it's as if you did the physical pa'ula, but the hano is not in my guf, the hano is in his guf. With the klal of shlichos, it doesn't help, it just brings the ma'isa to me. So says Rav Baruch Meir, this is the Yesoid of Rava, that even if you hold yeshliach l'dvar aveira, shamay azokin, he doesn't hold of divrei rav. Afal pikein, by chalovim v'arayas, he'll be moide that ain't shlichos. There's no shlichos. And why? With two yesoides. Number one, you have to be magdu, because these are the two types of aveiras. These aveiras, the yesoid is not the maisa, it's the hano in your guf, yesoid number one. That's the yesoid in chalovim v'arayas. Yesoid number two is by shlichos. That shlichus only works for a maisa. But the shliach's guf is not your guf. If we have these two yesoides, we can understand divrei rova. That is the pshat of Rav Baruch Meir. Interesting, you could be mayor, lefi Rav Baruch Meir, l'chayra, rova could set his yesoid by mitzvahs. What's the yesoid of rova? That shlichus is only on a maisa, not on a midi dahano. That, so technically, Rava didn't have to say, Lefi Shame Azokin with Ish. Rava could have said, you can't send the shliach to put on tefillin. You can't send the shliach to sit in the sukkah. Why did Rava have to speak about chalom v'arayis? Probably because Rava wanted to tell us both yisoides, not only the yisoid of shlichus, but he also wanted to tell you something about chalom v'arayis. That the gather of the aveir is the hano, yisoid number one, and then yisoid number two. The shlichus isn't going to help for that. That's the yesoid of Rav Baruch Meir. Again, Rav Chaim and Sefer goes like this. There's a word from Rav Chaim Shulevitz. We sing it in the Shari Chaim. A tire of word. Al pi this. He brings the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, Perek Vov Trumas. The Rambam says if a Balabayis tells his Poyalim, eat this Truma, they're all Yisraelim. Who's Chayiv? Who's Chayiv? The Choymish on the Truma. Who's Oyv? Says the Rambam, the Shliach is Chayiv and not the Mishaleach. The Klal Godel B'yadeinu, I don't remember word for word, the Klal Godel B'yadeinu, She'ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira. We don't hold like Shammai. So if you send a shliach to eat truma for you, the reason why the mishaleach is not oiver because ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. Klal godel. Frektum chaim shalevitz, l'choyre, the Rambam could have said another reason. Loi matzinu zenene v'zem eschayif. In this case, even Shammai, even the heilige Shammai Azokin who holds yesh shliach l'dvar aveira would agree there's no shlichus because loi matzinu zenene v'zem eschayif. So why does the Rambam have to say the mishaleach is potter? Weiss is that the Rambam holds over here, you don't have the klal of loimatzinu zenene v'zem eschayif. Why not? So he said like this. He said, in Isuri Achila in the Torah, there are two types. Chalovim, Isur Achilas, Nevelas, and Shreifas. What is that about? The Torah doesn't want that hano in your guf. That's the Yisoid Isur is the hano, like a Baruch Be'er was a mouth. We don't want that hano in your guf. What about the Isur of a Yisrael to eat truma? What is it the Torah doesn't want? The Torah doesn't want the Truma in your guf? Why not Truma? Truma is a davar kodesh. What is a pagan? If you eat Devorim Tumeyim, Yenene from Devorim Asurim, that's a problem. Well, what's the problem for Yisrael is eating Truma? The Torah doesn't... The Avera is, you're not roy to eat the Truma. So if you're eating the Truma, you're poigame the Truma. The problem is the cheparaita, the cheftza of the tshuma. Tshuma is a davar kodesh. It's mir l'koyinim. It shouldn't be eaten by Yisrael. When a Yisrael is eating tshuma, the problem is not the shekein nene. There, the Yisr is the ma'is achila, because you're chepering the tshuma. So, Baruch Bais, Vaiter, Chaim Shalev is going, he's just a little tweak in Tosefes on Rav Baruch Meir. Not every single Yisr achila, the Torah, is going to have this klal of loy matzinu zenene zemes chayiv. It's dafka by chalovim v'chadoyme, where the cheftza of the Yisr is the hano in my guf. Lemoshel, if this it'll come out. Rav Baruch Meir proved from the Gemara Ksubas, if someone sticks chalev down your throat, you didn't do anything, you're over the Yisr of achilas chalev, shekeinene. But by tshuma, it will be different. the chiddush. By tshuma, if someone sticks tshuma down the mouth of a Yisrael, b'mokum sheyev shel hadurei, even though he was nene from the tshuma, he won't be oy, because there the isra is not the hanor. This is the maisa achila. You're chepering the tshuma. Okay. Rabbi Yisai, this is the Torah from Rabbi Ober. Now like this. If we go to Tosfos, Tosfos here says, Shaloi matzinu b'kol ha-Torah kula zenene v'zem eschayiv. Tosfos starts off, v'yim toime, how can that be? We have a Mishnah, a Braisa in Me'ila, im ha-Gizbor, im omer ha-Gizbor l'shliach, achoyl kikur zeh shel hegdish, and the Shailen Gersoy, so shliach didn't know, Mashal changes it, the Mashaleach didn't know, either way right now. The din is that the Mashaleach is chayev. So over here we have, Taisis Eikasha. The Gemara says, Loim Latzinu Zen Enev Zem is chayev. And we have by Me'ilo, he's having Hano. What happened to the klal of Loim Latzinu Zen Enev Zem is chayev? So Tosfos answers, the Yesh Loimar, the Me'ilo Loim Mischayiv HaMishaleach, by Me'ilo Loim Mischayiv HaMishaleach al Yidei HaNoas HaShliach, Elo al Yidei HaGbo DeShliach. There are two types of Me'ilo. You can be over Me'ilo and Hegdish with Hoitzo, your Moitzi LeHegdish, or when you're Nena. HaNena Min HaHegdish Yav Chiyuvei Me'ilo. When you're Nena by Me'ilo. So Tosfos and the Kasha held that over there you're making a Shliach on the Achila. That's Hano. Tosfos answers, no. You're making him a shliach to pick it up before he eats it and eat it. So the picking up al manasl to eat it is hoitzo. Tosfos in Me'ilo, when he says this answer, he adds in that the mishaleach said, toil kikur zeh va'achoyl. Lose the head, my instructions were, toil kikur zeh va'achoyl. The taking is hoitzo. That's where the shlichas is. That's why Tosfos Bayos didn't add that in, I would assume. The Tosfos tells the stomach the milsa when you tell someone to eat, it means eat like a mensch. He told someone to eat. What does that mean? He should put his bend down and bite the kikar. When you tell someone, please eat, you're telling him, take, pick it up and eat it. So the shlichus, even if you didn't say lehed yitrael, so the shlichus is on the mice. So till here in Tosfos is assuming and naming on that Me'ila also has this klal of rova loy matzinu zenene v'zem eschayiv by Hano. The Hanov meal. But that Mishnah that says the Yeshliach that Varavir Bachila, it's not Achila, it's Oitzo. Then comes the Ri. It says, Omnam, the second half of Taisvas, Mesupuk Hoyeri. What's the din? Bo'oimel Lishluchoy, Hoyshet Yodcho Lekat Shel Shemen. He tells the Shliach, stick your hand, Bisoch, with Shemen of Kodesh. Vitehene Minasicho, Oi, Sheval Oiroi Shel Hegdesh, or Yishamim Begizei Oilo. Over there, the shlichus was purely for the hanor. There's nothing but the hanor. The Ri has a suffix. Are you chayov? Because by Me'ila, yeh shliach ledvar aveira. Because by Me'ila, yeh kedamina gabe, im yischayv ha-mishalech kedamina gabe Me'ila. Oy dilmo zenene v'zeh mischayv lo yamina. So there's two things. You have to know what's the suffix of the Ri. Rava said a klal, loy matzinu zenene v'zeh mischayv. What's the suffix of the Ri? So the setup of Tosfos is always interesting. Every time I read this Tosfos, like Tosfos starts off the first half, it was poshut by Tosfos that Me'ila belongs to the klal. Loy matzinu zenene v'zeh mischayv by Me'ila. That was poshut. You find a mishnah fact that's different. It's not achila. It's hoitzo. And like right afterward, omnam the super koyeri. In what? He's chaylik on the first, second half, it's chaylik on the first half. The first half was poshut, that by Me'ila loy matzinu zenene v'zem eschayiv. And then omnam mesupa koyeri, like, somehow in the reading, sometimes Tosfos is explicit that there's two shitas, Rabbi Natan, it reads, you see from Tosfos, there's two shitas in the machloikas. And one reading the Tosfos does not get the impression that it's a machloikas over here, but l'chayr it is. The first half and the second half. So, Shalos, if there's any way to answer that. So, like this. What is the suffix of Tosfos? Let's start from the Ri. Kamza Boruch Ber. Enochamol, he brings the Torah from Reb Chaim to explain the suffix of the Ri as follows. If we have a klal that even though yesh liach ledvar aveira, but aveira she yisoidei hano, the klal is no. Loi matzinu zen enev zem eschayev. Why should me'ila be different? Says Rebbe Ochber that Reb Chaim in Hilchas Me'ila is Miyaseit. What's the gather of Me'ila? When someone is nene that you have to pay. Reb Chaim says, Dine Me'ila, Gidre Me'ila is Be'etzem Gzeilas Hegdish. Just like by Hedyot, it's a Loisigzoil, and if a person does a Maisa Gzeila, Yechayiv, there's another parsha in the Torah of Gzeilas Hegdish. It has its Chiyuvim, and it has its Gidorim. Says Reb Chaim, not only the Hoitzah, the Maisa Hoitzah, is called Gzeilas Hegdish, but the second type of Me'ila, when you're Nene, it's not about Yisuri Hano. The Yisuri the Isur isn't Yisuri Hano. It's Gzeilas Hegdish. Just, the Torah Shtel Levek, the way to do the Gzeila, there's two ways to be Gzeil from Hegdish. One is with a physical Maisa Hoitzah, I spend it, or if I'm Nene. But it's not an Isur Hano. The Moshel, he brings a Raya. Means a few rayas. One of Rav Chaim's rayas is, what's the shear? How much do you have to be nene to be over me'ila? The shear is a shava pruta. It says Rav Chaim, if it's Yisuri Hano, where does shava pruta come in? L'moshel, by Yisuri Hano in the Torah. Yisuri Hano, you're not allowed to be nene from chometz. Kalaya kerem. How much do you have to be nene to be over the Yisur? Interesting question. Unfortunately, there's no Gemara about it. What's the shear for Yisuri Hano? One thing I know from Reb Chaim, it's not a pruta. It's not a pruta. How much is it? The Me'iri in Edorim, if I'm not mistaken, Perek HaShutin, has two tzedodim. Either it's a kol shuhu, or it's a kezayis. Maybe a kol shuhu, you're over. Maybe there's a shear you have to be in a kezayis. But not money. Money's not everything. Money doesn't come in by Yisuri Hano. So says Reb Chaim, by nene min ahegdish, where's the shepruta? Shteito, that it's not Yisuri Hano. Nothing to do with Yisuri Hano. It's gzeilo. Just there's two ways to do a gzeilo. When you're nene, that's the hechatimta to do a gzeilo. So Zokre Borg Be, niflo ma'oid. And this mamish of Chaim says in Sefer, even though by chalovim, arayas, loy matzinu ze nene ve ze mischayev. Why? Because there the Yisoy de Yisur is the Hano. The Hano sashliach cannot be my Hano. But by Hegdish, by Me'ila, Tosfos says Anders, it's a tad not that way. I sent a shliach to be nenef on a Hegdish and you'll be over. Because over there the Isser is the stealing, you're stealing from Hegdish. So you have Yesh shliach ledvar aveira. Elamai, what are you going to say? I made a shliach. The Hanor that went in his guf is not ke'ilu, it's in my guf. True, doesn't have to be. The Isser wasn't the Hanor in his guf. That Hanor in his guf was just a way to take away from Hegdish. Hegdish has its gedorim. What's called the gzeila from Hegdish? So the ma'isa gzeila that he did is mesiachis to me. Mamish in Reb Chaim Sefer in Hilchas Me'ila, right there, he says this. Rabbi say it's niflo. The problem is with this, Rabbi say, sometimes a word is so good that it's too good. And this word of Rabbi Ochber is, in my opinion, one of those words that it's so good that I don't understand the other tzad. So what's the other tzad of the Ri? That maybe Reb Ochber says something. I'm not exactly sure how to understand it exactly. What? Yeah, but the loy matzinu says Agamor says the words, but Reb Ochber has a hasbora in it. The hasbora is when the iser is the having the hanok. There's no shlichus because it's not kilu. It's my guf. But whenever the aveira is the maisa, we have shlichus. I hear what he's saying. By meila says Reb Chaim and Sefer, the aveira is the maisa. So I don't care that I don't have the Hano. I know the Gemara says, I agree with you, Loi Matzinu, but Rabbi Ochber said something I'm not sure. So Rabbi said like this, there are those that want to say that maybe the suffix of the Ri is Taka in this Reb Chaim. What's the gather of Me'ila? Shel Hano. When one looks at Reb Chaim and Sefer, when you Hoitzah of Hegdish, that is definitely Gezela. But when we're talking about being Nenem in a Hegdish, Avada, the pashtus of Reb Chaim, with all his rayas at it, gzeila. But in there, in the words, he says, and even if you'll say not that way, my shtickle Torah still works out. He does say that line. He says, he's saying a whole shtickle Torah there. Even if someone's going to say the Yisr Ano of Me'ila is not gzeila, that's Taka Yisr Ano, my shtickle Torah still works out. But Omnam, ha'emes, I hold that it's gezeila. So once Reb Chaim had this one line of a havamina, he allowed you to think differently. That's enough. That's enough that we can have a suffix. So there are those that want to say that the suffix of the Ri is, what's taka the gather of Nenem and a Hegdash? If it's begidre isuri hano like chalovim, then avada, there's no shlichus. If it's like Reb Chaim, then it's zelut, then there is shlichus. Okay. There are those that want to go that way. Rabbi said like this. Atkan is the mahalach of the sugil of your Baruch Be'er. Reb Nochum wants to be medayik from Rashi. That Rashi has a whole different havana, a whole different pshat in the memra of Rava. What's this klal that even though yesh liach lidvar aveira, not by chalovim varayis, shekei nene, loy motzinu zeh nene vzeh mezchayiv. If we look at the Rashi, Rashi dibri amasal imtim tzaloymer. Imtim tzaloymer dahai chayiv deko oma shamay bedini odom, and he holds shnei ksuv melamdim, afilu hochi moidehu bo'oymer l'shluchoy. Over there the Mishalech is potter. Why? Rashi sums up Rava in four words. Hoyel v'nene shliach zeh. That's the Rashi. Four words of Rashi to explain the man. You know why there's no shlichus? Because the shliach had hano. Lefira Baruch Be'er, that's a little bit off. If you ask the Baruch Be'er, why is there ain't shliach? Because the meshaleach did not have hano. Because there's ain't shlichus b'hano. Shlichus works for ma'isa, not for hano. The hano is by the shliach. That doesn't explain. Saying that the shliach was nene doesn't explain anything. So what if the shliach had hano? But maybe I also did the meshaleach. The fear of Borgweh, the word is, the Shlichas is not going to bring his Hano into me. So the reason why the Mishalech is Potter, because the Mishalech was not Nene. And Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi carefully chose his words to explain the member of Rava. He gave us four words and that's it. Hoyil v'nene shliach zeh. So Rabbi Sai, we're going to say another Hasbara to explain how Rashi learned the very Rava. There may be more than one way to go. But we can say like this. Rashi holds, if the shliach has hano, that's the greyes. The fact that the shliach is being nene, that stops the shlichus from bringing it back to the mishaleach. And I'll explain. Perhaps we can be makdim it with, I think the oilam was spoken about already, by every shliach lidvar aveira. You send the shliach to be mazik. What's the din if there would be shliach ledvar aveira or lefishamei hazoki? You send someone to be mazik. Meshaleach is chayiv. And what about the shliach? So we know the Tosis Rid holds the shliach is also chayiv. The meshaleach doesn't have money to pay, the shliach will pay. Shliach is also chayiv. But the few Rashi's andrish. Rashi holds when you have a working shlichus, the shliach is potter. So it could be, you could have learned that Lefi Rashi, you see from Rashi, what's the pshat? Why is the shliach potter? Mevuah from Rashi, that when there's a shliach, he becomes so bottle that he's not himself anymore. He's the yad ha-mishaleach. When you're a shliach and you're doing something b'terah shlichus, you lose your self-identity. I'm not doing anymore. Because I'm the yad of the mishaleach, it's his yad that's doing it, I'm not doing. So we want to say like this. This Yisoid of Rashi is not just like an added klal that Rashi holds the shlichus, plus the shliach becomes bottle also, ad kedei kach. It's an inherent component of shlichus. Rashi holds, in order for you to be a shliach, that what you do is me, you have to be bottle. That's how Rashi looks at shlichus. You have to be bottle. It's not you. Being you, And if the ma'is is mesiachis to you at all, then it's not the so you're not a good shliach. It's not mesiachis and mishaleach. It's not just an added point that Rashi holds. You have shlichas. It's so strong the shliach becomes bottle. It has to be, because the only way you could be shliach shalodnu kamoisa that what you're doing is me. You're my yad shlishi. It's if it's not you. When you're not you, you're me. That's like the shpit shlichas when you're not you. The shvit shlichas and kol ha-Torah kula, who is mekayim shlichas? That Chazal ha-maflig is Eliezer Eved Avram. Midrashim say He was an Orer. And when was he Yotza from Orer to Boruch? When he did this Shlichus Be'emuna. He came with all his camels loading and he gets up. He's a rich person. Coming, he gets up and he had, his drosha was Eved Avram Anoichi. Everything you see, I'm nothing. Avdus. That was, he made himself so bottle, a piece of Avram, so he was Yotza Me'or Leboruch. Al Kolponim, Rashi holds every Shlichus. You need that as an inherent component to be a Shliach. It's not you, it's me. That's why you're potter. Back to us. So Rashi held, any shlichas on a maisa, it's not you, you're not doing, you're my yet shlishi. Masha enkin shlichas of hano, the hanos are rhymed by the shliach, you can't say the shliach doesn't exist. He ate the meal. The physical hano that he got, the hanos are rhymed, nene shliach zeh, you can't be menatek something like that and bring it to the mishaleach. It's by the shliach. If the shliach is just doing a maisa, he's my yad shlishi. I can say it's not his maisa. He doesn't exist. He's my robot. He's my extended arm. But when there's a physical hano involved, and the hano is by him, that cannot be. He's too much part of the picture over here. Then you don't have shlichos. That'd be so good in the words of Rashi. Hoyel v'nene shliach zeh. That's the problem. He's too involved. He's having the hano. It's by him. So Mamel, it's not the Maisa Meshaleach anymore. Rabbi Yisai, Lefi Zen, you have to understand this. Lefi this gang in Rashi, Pshat in Rova, you don't see from this Gemara the Geder Havera by Chalovim Varayas. The whole Yisoid of Rabbi Ogbeh, that Chalovim Varayas is different than all Haveras, the Yisoid of Isser in the Hanoh, that was only Lefi Rabbi Ogbeh's Mahalach. Lefi Rashi, it makes no difference. Any pu'ula that you send the shliach to do, the moshel. If you would send the shliach to be mafresh truma, and technically he would have hanor from that. If there would be such a case, there isn't. If you would have a physical hanor from that, would it shter the shlichus? Would it shter the shlichus? The fear of Boruch Ber, absolutely not. I don't care that he had hanor. The mitzvahs, the maisa frosh, are b'mitzyachis that to me. But the fear what we're saying in Rashi, it would shter the shlichus. The having hano is not part and parcel of the mitzvah. But if that's how you do it, anything that in the shlichas is mechayiv, the shliach should have hano. If the hano is by him, that whole pu'ula that he did stays by him.
Even though that wasn't the tzibur of the shlichas?
No, I'm going theoretically. Let's say hafroshas shuma involved hano. Luyitzuyah, I don't have a case. So, and when you told him to take off shuma, it means do it with the hano. The fear of Boruch Ber, it's 100% fine. I don't need the hano. Be mitzach is the maisa. And there's a big smach to this in the Tosfos HaRosh. That's the biggest simcha here. The Tosfos HaRosh says, he says, by truma there's no shayla of zeh nene v'zeh mitzchayv. You don't have that because the shliach isn't nene.
Would you say the opposite? That if there is no hana by arayas, then it would be a
mitzvah? The fear of Boruch Ber, there wouldn't be an avera. But I don't know. In other words, like this, it could be Rashi agrees that the Avera of Arayas and Chalovim is the Hanor. It could be he agrees. You don't have to argue, but you don't see it from here. Maybe there's other Gemaras that you can see that from. But that's nothing to do with Rava. Rava saying it's in Shlichas. Anytime you have so basically like this, Lefidzeh, if one were to ask, what would you say by Me'ilo? Maybe we'll say Tosis learns like Rashi. What would you say by Me'ilah when you told the Shliach, stick your hand into the Shemen? When this Hanor, what would you say, Lefidis Hasbor in Rashi? Would it be Shlichos or not by Me'ilah? Absolutely not. I don't care what the gather of Me'ilah is, with Reb Chaim, without Reb Chaim, whatever Hanor is, Gzela, Isui Hanor, Lemaisa, you have to have Hanor. So it's just like a little bit interesting to me. I was back to this Tosfos, the Ri. The Ri has a suffix by Me'ilah. When you sent him to be Nena, purely Hano with no Hoitzoh, stick your hand in the Shemen. The Ri is Mesupuk. Do we say Yesh Liach Ledvar Aveira? Or maybe Loim Matzinu Zenena Vezem Mitzchayiv? Me personally, it's hard to have a suffix over here. If you learn the Sugya like a Boruch Ber, so since Me'ilah is Gzela, Lefi Reb Chaim, It should be poshet and yesh liach, because it's gzeila. If you learn the sugya like Rashi, that the reason why there's no shlichus is because hoil v'nena shliach, it should be poshet. It should be poshet that there's no shlichus. That's what should come out over here. I think Rashi does hold. So it's getting more difficult for me to explain the suffix of the ri. Hagufa, okay, yes. That's what, when I said this in Shia, now you just remind me, that's what the Oilam looked at me and said, Hagufa. Hagufa, l'hagdol tar v'yadir. The suffix of the ri is, Reb Orber, Reb Nochum, it gets Lebedik. Fine. It's not mashma, you're right. You're right. Who said that? It's not mashma. Wait a second, because I want to be Matzia, Pshat and Teisvus. And the Rebbe, what I'm going to say now in Teisvus, is a little bit mechudosh. But it is so good in Pshat that overrides any part of the Chiddush over here. I want to say like this. When Tosfos is Mesupuk, the first part of Tosfos, if you look carefully, the Dibur HaMaschil of Tosfos is on Shammai Hazokin. That's clear. He's quoting the words. Shammai Hazokin holds, so said Rava. So Tosfos says, and what about that mission in Me'ila? You sent him Shlichas Lano? It's not Hano. It's Hagbo. Okay. Omnam Mesupa Koyuri. I want to ask you something. When the Ri's clearing a Suffolk, he's clearing a Suffolk Lefi Shammai Hazokin? Omnam Mesupa Koyuri. The Ri Hotab Tzag. A Groisa Suffolk. He's clearing a Suffolk. Eliba de Shammai Hazokin, one Lashon in the Gemara, the three Lashonis in Shammai. Lefi one Lashon, which is Shaloy Eliba de Hilchasa, we don't paskin like Shammai Hazokin, not Nagair anywhere besides right here. And the Ri Stelling of Eka, the Ri said, listen, I have this major Sof, he's clearing Lefi Shammai Hazokin? Loy Nirali. Rabbi said, we all agree that's not Mistaper. The Ri Sofik is Eliba de Don. We hold in Kol HaTorah Kula Ein Shliach LeDvar Aveira, except by very select places. One of them is Me'ila. How do you know? Because you learn how Chet Chet Mitzruma. The Risofik is, maybe we hold that Yesh Shlichas by Me'ila, maybe we hold, we don't hold like Shammai. Shammai, Rava said, Shammai is okay, who's like Matzinu Zenene V'zem Eschayiv. But maybe we do. We hold Matzinu Zenene. And why should that be? Listen, why should that be? What we want to say is like this. We'll learn Tosfos, what's the gather of Loi Matzinu Zenene V'zem Eschayiv? Let's go like Rashi. Shaharei Nene Shliach Zeh. When the Hano is arraigned by the Shliach, we can't be Mesiachis that to the Mishalech, because it's by him. So, Tchilas Dover, the Pashtus is, it wrecks the Shlichus. There is no Shlichus. Something that's by the Shliach, you can't be Mesiachis it to me. What we want to say is maybe not. It's not all or nothing. Maybe a little bit of shlichus you can have here, but it'll be much weaker. Something that, if the shliach is just doing a maisa, that you could be mesiachis to the mishalech. That's a full-fledged shlichus. But when the hano is by him, it's difficult. That's a weaker shlichus. Even if you're going to say it's kilu the mishalech did it, it's in a much schwacher oifen. The suffix of Tosfos is as follows. Rabbi said this is so good. The Suffolk of Tosfos is like this. By Me'ila, we learned, Kol HaTorah Kula Ein Shliach LeDvar Aveira. Why? In the basic Rishonim, there's two Pshatim in the Rishonim. Either Mitzad the Shliach, Loi Hoye Loi Lasois, Knasa Me'elov, or Mitzad the Mishaleach, Kosova Shalei Yishmaloi. So what's going on by Me'ila? What happened to Divrei Rava, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishonim? What is a Pasuk? What happened? So Shteiton Ishmi the Pasuk. How could you have, in Kol HaTorah Kula, I'm going with this Sfora. Loi hoi loi lasois, it's not shlichus, kosova shalo yishmaloi, and by Me'ila there's a posuk. How do you have that? The answer is, because Divrei Rav doesn't mean zero shlichus. It means it's a shvachkeit in the tzivui, it's a weaker tzivui, it's a weaker mitzad shliach, it's not considered mama she's doing shlichus. The gzeres hakosov of Me'ila is, mitzad the choymer of Me'ila, any shlichus yichayef. Divrei Rav doesn't say it cannot be shlichus at all. This is not the regular level of shlichus the way it goes through. It's not enough. Any such a shlichus where there's a weak tzivui or there's a taina on the shliach shalihoy lelatzo is not going to work. But me'ila, you will be chayev. What does that tell you? Mitad the choymer of me'ila, tvicha mechira, even a weak shlichus, anything that can be called shlichus, you'll be chayev. That's l'choy together in the sugya till now. Rabbi Sai, that is the suffix of the Ri. The Ri declares like this. After you learn the previous sugya, Eliba Didon, you're going to see that Me'il is different. In Kol HaTarekulu, you need a starke shlichus. Divri Arav, it's not there. You're not there yet. But Me'il is different. Me'il means anything that, a little bit of shlichus, a weaker shlichus. There's a choy mid Me'il Yechayev. Claire the Ri, maybe we can use the same thing by Zen Enev Zem Mitzchayev. What's the problem of Loi Matzinu Zen Enev Zem Mitzchayev? We're going only with Rashi now. Hoyl v'nena shliach zeh, you can't bring it to the Meshaleach. Does that mean it's zero? Or maybe no, it's a weak shlichus. For Me'il it's enough. For Me'il it's enough. Because anyway by Me'il or Shvach shlichus is enough. And if you look at the Lashon HaTosfos, pretty clear. Tosfos is suffering in the Ri is, do we say, when you make a shliach for the Hano, look at the end of Tosfos. Do we say, the Meshaleach is chayov, Kid the Amrinon Gabe Me'ila. I mean, because Be'ila is a Bezunder Exeris HaKotz of Yeshliach. You have that. That's the Kid the Amrinon Gabe Me'ila. So maybe, just like by Me'ila, Hagam that there's a Divrei Arav, and it becomes a Shvach HaShlichos, the Torah was Mechadish Yechayev, maybe even though you have Hoyil V'nene Shliach Zeh, which shters the Shlichos, but maybe there's still enough. Yechayev by Me'ila. Oi, no, Lo Yamrinon. The Gzeres HaKosov of Me'ila only says when there's a problem with Divrei Arav, you'll be chayev. Not when there's this other problem of Nena Shliach. But you see, this pshat in the Sofik of the Ri, you cannot say it, Lefira Bochber. Lefira Bochber, there is no Shlichas by Hano. If this is an Aveira of Hano, it's zero. Ain't Shlichas by Hano. The Choymi de Me'ila is not going to get you anywhere. But if we're learning in Rashi that the Yesod of Rava is Hoyil v'nena shliach zeh, it shteres the shlichas, it's yachsus. Tosfos has a sofik. But since anyway by Me'ila, you see it's a shvach shlichas. Anyway, there's a divri arav there. And yet the Torah was machadish that mitzad choymed the Me'ila, any shlichas is enough. So maybe, eliba didon, Tosfos is talking. Maybe the shter rayiv, zeh nenev zeh mischayiv, won't wreck the shlichas that's necessary by Me'ila. Or maybe not. But it's a lefi zeh, it comes out. No. That's what I want. Here's the cherry on top of the cake. The beginning of Tosfos here, the first half, was going Lefi Shammai, not Lididon. Lefi Shammai Hazokin, I ask you, Shammai Hazokin, is there a chiddush in Parshas Me'ila that a weaker shlichas is enough? Think about it a second. No. Because Lefi Shammai Hazokin, yesh shliach ledvar avera in kol ha-toyra kula. Shnei ksum abom keechad melamdin. Lefi Shammai Hazokin, in kol ha-toyra kula yesh shlichas. One second. In Shammai Hazokin, in kol ha-toyra kula yesh shliach ledvar avera. So there's not bezunder chiddush in me'ilo or tficha mechira. Everything has this. So that's the beginning of Tosfos. Eliva the Shammai Hazokin, if there's a klal of loy matzinu zeh nenev zeh mischayev, it's across the board, kol ha-toyra kula. We hold ancient Echlet Varavera. Then Me'ila is this massive yoitzim min aklal. It's different than Kol HaTarekula. Oh, so Mesupa Koyuri. Maybe Me'ila is also different than a Me'ila. Doesn't bother us that Hoyil V'nena Shliach Zeh. Or maybe not. We're also answering the two halves of Tosfos. It's hard for me to go into Chayu Shaita V'Kotan. Right now, it's Mitzugim Me'ila. Maybe, I know, but it's just hard for me to go into that now. Maybe next week. You hear? I shouldn't say that. You'll probably fly back next week. Rabbi Yisai, I'll just leave off with the oilam, with the brocha. I'm saying Tilim Kuf Chof Ches. There's a pasuk that says, Yivarechecho Hashem Mitzion. Urei betuv Yerushalayim kol yimei chayecho. I saw Nechsam Sofer once. Pshat in this pasuk, he says a pshat. He says, al pi Tosfos in Bava Basra, Chof Aleph, that Tosfos says, ki mitzion teitzei Torah. They used to send the children to learn Torah in Yerushalayim. Something about Yerushalayim. Tosfos brings from the Midrashim, because in Yerushalayim, they saw whoever was there saw the Kedusha HaGadoyla. They saw people being Oisek and Avodas Hashem, Avodas Shemayim, Koinim then, Bavidosom. And when a person saw that, it was Ma'orer Libom Yerushalayim and Lilmoid Torah. It was a different Torah when they were in that Matzav. That's what it means, Ki Mitzian. And that Torah from Tzian is Andrish, Mitzian Teitze Torah. Says the Chassam Sofer. So people sent their children up to Yerushalayim. I mean, they came back home. Not only being Azmanim, afterward. So the bracha, it's a bracha about Banecha Kishasile Zeis in this capital. The bracha is as follows. Ki Mitzian Teitze Soira. I'm sorry. The bracha is Yivarechecho Hashem Mitzian. The Torah that they learned when they were in Tzion, that should be the Mekor HaBrocha for them. Ad kedekach, that even when they come back, they're not in Tzion. Urei betuv Yerushalayim kol yimei chayecho. It should be nicker on them. Everyone will be able to see. He has the tuv Yerushalayim. Ein toiv ela Torah. I was the learning Torah in Yerushalayim. They left, but the whole urei it should be nicker. People should see it. Ah, he's someone that learned in cheder. He learned in Yerushalayim. Mezet kol yimei chayecho. So that's our brocha that to the ganz oilim who came to learn Torah here, Yerushalayim, yeshiva. That this week, Yivarechecho Hashem Mitzion, she sees tremendous bracha, it'll be nicker. Kol Yimei Chayecho, for sure, the whole year when you go back, people will see. Yeah, he was by the Yachai Kalam. Mazet, that's the Urei Bitu Yishalayim, Kol Yimei Chayecho. Shkoyach.